Here we go. It's Thursday. It's almost the weekend. And what better way to go into your weekend than another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled Go With a Message That I Don't Want You to Miss a Moment Of. So with that being said, say it with me, y'all. You know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers, grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in, y'all. Let's have a little family talk. See you in a minute. Well, good Thursday, everybody, and welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. Can you believe it, y'all? It's almost the weekend. The week went by extremely fast. We blinked, and it was the start of a week. We were getting ready to write down our goals and plans for the week so we could crush them. And now we blink, and it's the end of the week. But nevertheless, it's been a great week, and I hope it's been a great week for you as well. For me, it's been quiet. It's been peaceful. It's been productive. And that's all you could ask for. And I absolutely, once again, hope that you've had a similar week as well. Before we get into today's talk is going to be really good. You don't want to miss a moment of it. But you're and why I'm saying that, I don't know, because you're already here. But thank you all for listening to Tuesday's episode. Funny story about Scopos was it didn't start off as a 2-2 podcast episode. It actually was a t-shirt design. It was a t-shirt idea, which that t-shirt is still available. And you'll get the tags for that one at the end of this episode. But as I was planning this series, I thought to myself, how can we talk about moving forward with our goals and dusting off the goals that we have? How can we talk about moving forward and pressing forward without talking about purpose? And so here we are, and the response for that, this response for the episode has been absolutely amazing. I can't thank you all enough for all that you are and all that you continue to be to this show. So again, thank you for listening to Tuesday's episode. Pass it on to somebody who's questioning who they are and who they were designed to be, questioning what their meaning is, the meaning of their life is, the questioning what their purpose is. Pass the episode on to somebody. I always encourage you to do that. If you haven't listened to the episode, don't worry, it hasn't been deleted. It is archived for you to listen to, as well as 100 plus more episodes where I covered just about everything. But again, thank you. All right, enough commercials. Hey, if it's your first time, your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I hope that in the next few moments, I say something that speaks to your situation, speaks to your storm, speaks to your struggle. I strive to be three things here on the 2-2 Podcast and in life: authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those three pillars of this show in my life, that I say something that causes you to say enough is enough, that causes you to be energized, that causes you to be encouraged to break any generational curses that you have, to seek any healing that you need, to be fully restored, fully recovered, and ready to attack any goal, any plan that you have. So again, I thank you for listening to this show, for joining this show if this is your first time or your first time in a long time. All right, so as you heard on the intro of this show, we are continuing the series entitled Go. And what better way to continue the series than by saying this thing? By asking you a question. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, show of hands. You've heard me say this before on this show. You've heard me ask this question on this show before. Did you know that your destiny, that your purpose, that any goal that you have starts with a decision? Show of hands. You heard me say this before. If this is your first time in a long time, you might be hearing this for the first time. Did you know that your destiny starts with a decision? Whatever you want to accomplish, whatever you want to do, whatever you want to be, it starts with a decision. On the flip side of that, everything that you don't want to be, everything that you don't want in your life, starts with a decision. Your negative choices are a decision. Your positive choices are a decision. We've all been given the free will and the ability to choose. But sometimes, when we make a split decision instead of thinking it through, it causes us to have some, causes us to make some adverse decisions that create adverse effects for our life, for our lives. I know that so many people like me who have made some dumb decisions in life. Like, for example, a couple years ago, making the dumb decision to get pizza that was sitting out at a pizza place, at a pizza parlor. I don't know if people still call them that, but whatever, we're going to call it a pizza parlor. Making the dumb decision to not get something that was freshly made, instead going across the street to another place, and I end up getting the worst case of food poisoning in my life. Or making the decision to keep trying to get with a person when their heart wasn't really completely in it, and it all, if things fall apart. Or making this decision to continue a friendship, knowing full well that there was nothing there. See, life is about making a decision. What are you deciding to do? What are you deciding to be? Who are you deciding to be? Who are you deciding to be around? We've all been given the ability to choose. But we must take heed of the words of our parents and adults that we look up to. Choose wisely. Better yet, the beginning of K.O.D. One of my favorite rappers is J. Cole. The beginning of his album, K.O.D. In the beginning of his concerts for K.O.D. voiceover says, choose wisely. What will you be in this season? What will you be going into the second half of 2021 that you put on hold for the year? Heck, let's go even further. What would you choose to be? What would you choose to do? How would you choose to move that you held back longer than this pandemic? That you've held back for 2 years, for 3 years, for 5 years, for 10 years, for 15 years, for 20 years, whatever. What will you choose to do in this next season, and then going into the second quarter of 2021? We can't talk about decisions and deciding without first defining what a decision is. Webster's Dictionary defines it several ways. Y'all know I like definitions. Y'all been listening to this show since April of 2020. Y'all know one thing. I like definitions. And I like root words. Here we go. So, what is a decision? What is a decision? The first definition says, a conclusion or resolution reached after consideration. I'll make this decision on my own. I'll make the decision on my own. Other words for that are resolution, a conclusion, a settlement. Settlement. Settle. Sometimes in life we decide to settle. We decide to settle with the mediocre. We decide to settle in our brokenness. We decide to settle in relationships that are damaging. We decide to settle in friendships that are negative. We decide to settle in jobs that are stagnant. We make a decision to settle. To settle, to stay in one spot. Because within that, we feel a sense of comfort and solace. Even though, and here it is, even though that comfort and solace oftentimes is false. We find false comfort in the things that we settle for, because we're often afraid to take a step outside of the box, not that other people put us in, but the boxes we oftentimes put ourselves in. See, let's go back to the episode No More Boxes, where as I talked about the boxes that we're placed in. I didn't tell you that it's not always other people. Sometimes we place ourselves in a box because that box that we're in is comfortable. But sometimes what's comfortable isn't always right. I've learned that sometimes settling isn't the right thing to do. And if you think I'm talking about settling down with a significant other, you're absolutely wrong. I'm talking about when you settle into a place that you're not meant to stay in. And oftentimes when we settle in a place and we make that decision to do so, opportunities to grow often pass us by. Opportunities to advance often pass us by. What are you settling for in this season? What are you settling? Who are you settling for in this season? What job are you settling for in this season? What are you settling for in this season? Because I refuse to make the decision to settle when I know that there's something greater for me ahead if I take that step. Am I going to be uncomfortable at times? Absolutely. Will I have to step out of the box that I have placed myself in? Absolutely. Will it be difficult at times? You betcha. Will it be a situation where I don't know anybody, where I don't know where change can be scary? It's going to be scary at times. But I refuse to settle in a spot that causes me to miss an opportunity to grow, to progress, to be great. Settle. We make a decision to settle. Those other words for the word decision, a resolution and conclusion. Resolution. Aaliyah had a song. God rest her soul. We need a resolution. Yeah, we need a resolution. I need to resolve some things in my life. I need to conclude some things in my life. I need to close some doors in my life. I need to break some chains in my life. I'm making a decision that I need a resolution. I need this thing to get resolved. Because if it doesn't get resolved, I'm going to carry the weight of it forever and ever. And I'm going to carry it into some relationships. I'm going to carry it into some new seasons. I'm going to carry it into some new situations. I'm going to carry it into a new job. I'm going to carry it into a new state. Because no matter how, listen, and for any of those any of you that are trying to move to a new state to get rid, to get away, I'm not telling you to do so, but to make sure in the process that you don't take you, and when I say you, I mean your problems, your generational curses, because don't think because you're not close to your family that a generational curse can't travel. This is the season to resolve some things in your life, to break some chains in your life that for so long you, here it is, settled in. You got comfortable in. Because my family, because such and such does it, that's why I do it. Mama did it. Grandma did it. Great grandma did it. Auntie did it. So I'm doing it because of them. But sometimes the things that are passed down to us aren't the things that we should keep going. We need a resolution. We need to resolve. We need to close some things in our life that don't belong. This is the season to do so. Don't get settled in those things that you were. Don't get settled in those things that shouldn't be there. Don't settle in things that need to be resolved, to be removed. It's time to make a decision today. It's time to make a decision in the long run. Talk to me, somebody. That I refuse to be in this place. That I refuse to be in this situation any longer. Where I'm stagnant. Where I grow comfortable with the way things are. Because the way things are the way things aren't the way things should be. Don't get stuck in a place like Hoggett's farm, where Babe was standing trial after an incident where he wasn't supposed to be in the house, and there was a paint spill everywhere. And one of the animals says to him, "The way things are is the way things are." Don't ever get stuck in a place where the way things are calls you to be in a place where growth cannot happen. Talk to him, Stevens. I think I will. Here it is. Because we find ourselves in a place where we believe the customs and the generational chains are the things that are just how we are. Our DNA. And I refuse to have that continue to be a part of my DNA. I got stuck here. I'm supposed to go another route. But I'm stuck here because I need somebody to understand that the place that they are and the way things are aren't the way things should be. How many of you right now are fighting a generational curse, fighting a custom, fighting a thing that should not be in your life, should not continue in your bloodline? I know we did an episode on generational curses, and I encourage you to listen to that, but within a decision, if we want to move forward in our own lives, we must be willing to make a decision to stop being stagnant, to stop settling for the bare minimum, to stop settling for the generational curses in our life. And within that, we got to stop being comfortable with the way things are. We gotta stop settling for the bare minimum. We gotta stop settling for the imposter syndrome that we often have. Well, we say we're not enough. Where we say we can't do, we shouldn't be doing. Where we do something well, and our innermost critic shuts every bit of positivity down. We have to be in a place where we say, I've decided to not stay in this place where imposter syndrome roams free within my life, roams free within my mind, roams free within my circle. I refuse to sit in this place again. I've decided to never settle again for the bare minimum, for less than my best and less than the best. Anybody around me, I'm not coming down. You got to come up. And that sounds arrogant in this season. That sounds selfish. But I refuse to be around people who want me to come down, to want me to settle for less than who I am, and less than what I've been created to be, and less than what I've been designed to be, and less than my purpose. I refuse in this season. I've done it way too many times before. And I refuse to do it again. I know there's somebody listening right now that's saying, look, Stevens, that's easier said than done. You don't know who I have to fight, what I have to fight through daily. You don't know what I have to do daily. You don't know the battles that I face daily. You don't know the people about the people around me. You don't know what my job is trying to do to make sure that I don't get, that I don't advance. You don't know what my friendship circle is saying. And I put friendship circle in quotation marks because a friendship circle that says, that speaks negative about you and doesn't give you the opportunity to grow, that doesn't like you when you're trying to grow and become better, is not a friendship circle. It's a trap. Make the decision today to no longer be trapped around people who don't encourage growth, who don't celebrate growth, who get uncomfortable when you decide to elevate. I've decided if you're going to be around me, I'm not coming down. You better come up. Meet me up top. Match my energy, match my drive, match my focus, match everything. I told you that there were more definitions for the word decision. And that was the first one, but I got stuck on that one because that one right there for me meant so much, especially those synonyms for the word. But here are some other definitions. The action or process of deciding something or of resolving a question. A formal judgment. The ability or tendency to make decisions quickly. Decisiveness. Hear about decisions in boxing. You hear about decisions in baseball when you're talking about pitchers. You hear when in soccer, they call them results. In MLS, they have a thing at the end of the, they have a weekend during the end of the season called decision. They have a day called Decision Day. When things are so tight in the playoff race that they have to have a decision day to see what happens. And so they have to play a couple matches. They have to play one, maybe two matches simultaneously to determine what will happen next, who will go to the playoffs. Decision day. Once again, life is all about decision. Life is about choice. What will you choose to be in this season? I've decided that I will no longer, and here's my, you know, some for me, put simply, I've decided that in this season, as we go into the second half of 2021, I've decided to no longer allow anxiety and panic attacks and depression and the feelings of inadequacy and the feelings that I'm not enough and the feelings of not of failure and the feelings of fear to infiltrate and dominate all that I'm doing. Because for so long, and you've heard me say this before, I'm a late bloomer. I didn't get started on any of this, anything that I'm doing right now, until I was 29, 30. I didn't start making decisions like this until I got well into, until I turned 30. And it was simply because, here's that word again, I settled. I settled. I made a decision to settle in my mess. I made a decision to settle within my excuses. I made a decision to settle within my storm. I made a decision to settle within the struggle. I made it settle. Decision to settle with people who didn't encourage growth, who took more time out to talk about what I'm not, what I haven't accomplished, and what I'll never be. And I thought that their words were okay. I thought what they said was truth. I thought what they said was encouragement. I thought what they said was constructive criticism. I settled. I'm a late bloomer because I made excuses. This happened, and that happened. This happened, and that happened. They said this to me, and they said this to me. And my only driving force to even do anything was because somebody said something absolutely crazy. I was fueled by anger and vitriol. I wasn't motivated. I was doing stuff out of anger. And a lot of times when we do things out of anger, we don't get it done the right way. I know that was my issue. And I made a decision that I would not be swayed by the opinions of people. I made a decision that I would not listen, that I would be able to discern whether somebody was being constructive or destructive, whether they were speaking their truth or they were speaking in the realm of sarcasm, whether they were speaking, they were trying to add value or subtract value. I had to discern whether people's words about what I was doing in life and what I want to accomplish were an asset or a liability. See, we often talk about people being assets and liabilities, but we don't often talk about the words that we speak and the words that are spoken upon us that are assets or liabilities. We often are so fueled by the negative words that we push away the positive things spoken in our lives. And for some of us, we hear so many negative things that we can't even discern whether they're saying the right. So when somebody says something, whether they're being honest or not. Yeah. I know you've been there. I've been there. We've all been there. At some point in our lives, we've all been in a place where we had a hard time discerning the words spoken in our lives. And we needed to make it, and it was time to make a decision to say, enough is enough. I refuse to be swayed by what other people say about me. As Theodore Roosevelt said, it's not the critic who counts. I tell my kids that I coach, it's not the critic who counts. It's not the person sitting on the sidelines talking about what happened that counts. It's not the person who's a sideline, who's a, you know, armchair coach, an armchair quarterback, an armchair point guard. It's not those people who count. And it's not to say that they're inadequate. It's just to let you know that what they have to say about it, everything that you've accomplished to this point, doesn't count. It doesn't count. And I've made a decision, and I tell my kids all the time, what will you decide to be? What will you decide to listen to? Whose report will you believe? Will you believe in what the critics say? Because if Kobe Bryant believed in what the critics said, he wouldn't be the greatest of all time. If LeBron James believed what the critics said, listened to what the critics said, he wouldn't be where he is now. If Michael Jordan didn't listen, if Ronaldo didn't listen, if Cristiano Ronaldo, if Messi, if all these other, of all these greats of sport, listen to what other people had to say, they wouldn't be where they are now. As I talk about Cristiano Ronaldo, and I hope I'm getting this right, it was a story that he told about he wanted to play soccer. And he was told that he wouldn't make money playing soccer. Look at him now. One of the highest paid soccer players in the world. One of the greatest soccer players of all time. A champion. A leader. Go even further. Jaylen Brown plays for the Boston Celtics. He was told by a teacher that he would see him in jail in a few years. A teacher told Jaylen Brown that he would see him in jail in a few years. See, it would have been, see, here's the deal. Jaylen Brown could have gotten angry and let the anger fuel him. But he let those words motivate him to become a better person, to be a better athlete, to be greater than the words that were spoken on his life. He made a decision. Let me make it personal for myself. A few years ago, I had a really good friend. We're best friends, thick as thieves. We would hang out all the time, just about every other weekend. We do a lot. We've been friends since college. But at the downturn of our friendship, I was telling them a goal, telling them something I wanted to accomplish in the next few years. And what I thought was going to be an encouraging word turned into something discouraging, disconcerting. I told him this dream that I had. And their exact words to me were, that's unrealistic. It's unrealistic. Today is the day to make the decision to never be swayed by the opinions of people, to get away from the to release yourself from the gravitational pull of the opinions of people. Because again, it's not the critic who counts. It's the person who works diligently, who made the decision to say enough is enough. To say, I'm never going to sit in this place again. I can't stay in this place. There's so much better for me if I move forward. I've decided to never settle. I've decided to keep fighting. I decided to keep going. I decided to move away from people who don't want to move forward. I've decided that I won't miss my opportunity to go to the next level just because people are uncomfortable with me making that. I've decided that I won't hold back. I've decided to let whatever's been holding me back go. I've decided to let my past go. I've decided to make a resolution in my life that every chain that's in my life needs to be broken. I've decided to be better in this season. I ask the question of you again. What will you decide to be? What will you decide to do? What will you decide to say? Because again, I want to remind you that your destiny starts with a decision. Your destiny starts with a decision. What will you decide to be in this season? What will you decide to do in this season? Today's the day to say enough is enough. Today is the day to say, I've decided, and add whatever you need to do, whatever you need to add to the end of I've decided. What will you decide to be going into the second half of 2021? Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22_podcast. That is 22_podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at AlexJ_live. That is AlexJ_live. Please don't forget the 22podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.